you know, do we have some breaking news here?
Yeah, the good news is not only do we have Secretary Northey in state, but he also brought approval of our disaster declaration request. So for North Dakota, we have the 47 counties approved for the secretarial disaster declaration like we'd asked for. So, Secretary, we're very appreciative of that.
Appreciate the request. And they, I think, got the governor got the paperwork to us last Friday, and certainly delegation made their request known right away, and we talked before, and we're able to get that such that we could announce that today.
Yeah, turned it around in a week for 47 of our 53 counties. That's really good and very much appreciated.
Very good.
And now tell us what this means now. What does this set up?
Well, the key is that it sets up the WIP plus disaster assistance for our farmers in those disaster counties. Producers in counties that aren't under the disaster deck can still apply, but it's case-by-case basis.
Okay.
And then certainly emergency loans as well. We know there's that can be valuable to some folks. It's not a savior by any means, but it certainly can be a bridge for producers that are running into real cash flow situations or had huge losses as well.
Yeah, which is going to be the case this year because there's still so much crop out in the field. Matter of fact, we took Secretary out, and he could see, you know, there's just an incredible amount of crop that's still out there.
Now, we heard, Jim, and you've seen those numbers too, that almost none of the corn is harvested. You know, for 10% of the corn from some of our producers today is harvested. A lot of soybeans left in the field, although the soybeans that they are harvesting are very worth harvesting. They're actually dry and in good condition, but they're not going to be able to get all of them, and they're still, in some cases, 30, 40% of them. And then those root crops, the beets and the potatoes, we have producers that maybe the majority of their stuff did not get out. And
wow.
Now the ground is frozen, and it's going to be a real problem, as well as even wheat crops.
Yes, wow. Well, this is a follow-up. We have what, a little over $3 billion available for funding for the on the disaster, you know, provisions. It's clear that's not going to be nearly enough, because when you just mentioned beets, and I saw the same thing in Minnesota, that works out to $120 an acre. You chew through that funding level, and I guess this is one for you, Senator. I asked Colin Peterson yesterday, what chance would it be for Congress to authorize more funding? And almost word for word, he said, am I kidding? There's a snowball chance in hell that would happen. What would you say?
Well, I think it is something we're going to have to look at doing. And remember, this WIP Plus, we added that to the last supplemental, disaster assistance supplemental, and did it prospectively, anticipating that we could be in this situation. And so, again, I think, you know, the FSA has to go out and get that assessment of the need, and then once we have that, I think, yeah, that's something we're going to have to go to work on.
When do you think we'll get that assessment?
Secretary, what do you think?
Yeah, we're going to have applications. We got a lot of producers out there that won't know what their losses are for a little while because their crop, in some cases, may still be in the field through spring. So we will accept applications now for disasters that occurred in 2018 and 2019. Obviously, harvests in those cases are both in 2018 and 2019, but in some cases, it'll be into 2020. Not only these fall harvested, ideally, crops, but are now winter or spring harvested, but if we'd end up with some other disaster in the southeast in citrus or something like that, the loss actually wouldn't be known completely until spring or summer next year. But I think we will have a good idea as we get into winter here and have a get better chance to know what producers are able to harvest. They're out there every minute that they can be in the middle of the night when it's frozen to try and get this crop out of the ground. They're going to do everything they can, but we are going to know more in the next month or two what that demand looks like.
Yeah, and Jim, when we added this little over $3 billion in the WIP Plus program to the disaster supplemental, I don't think we knew how much damage we were going to have due to these disasters. And so I think, again, as that assessment's done, You know, we'll need to see what it is, but then look to go back and make sure that it's addressed through the emergency funding process, like we do for other disasters.
Yes. Okay. And relative to, you know, winter wheat, I know that they don't qualify because of when it was planted, because, you know, the winter wheat crop, you know, Northy, you would know this, that it was planted last year.
Yeah, for the prevent plant crop that was planted, or that was prevented from planting. Is that what you're talking about, Jim?
Yes. For the 2019 crop.
Right. They certainly qualify on the crop insurance side. I believe they qualify in the WHIP side. But for prevent plant, those provisions were for a 2019 planted crop. So if it was planted in 2018 as a overwintering crop, it does not qualify for the 2019 prevent plant provisions.
But is that equitable for winter wheat producers?
You know, it was the way the rules were set up. I'm sure Congress always continues to look at what makes sense as things go forward. We look at what provisions are allowed, and that's the way this has allowed us to be able to implement. For the most part, we didn't see much prevent plant from the fall of 2018 to 2019. Now, are we seeing some prevent plant? I don't know. For 2019, for the 2020 crop year, I'm not sure what that level is. I haven't heard that much about it. Maybe you know more than I do on that. For the most part, what we saw in prevent plant was people couldn't get in this spring. That was true all the way to Ohio and pretty much every place in between. And so that's where we see the biggest amount of acreage for prevent plant.
Okay, and to go back, Senator, you're definitely are not ruling out getting additional funding for WHIP Plus, but it looks like that's an issue for next year as you go into another session of Congress.
Correct. I think we do have to look at that. I think we have to kind of see what the assessment is, and that'll drive the timing a little bit. But I do think there's significantly more damage out there than people anticipated, and so, you know, that's the case we'd make. And again, I would look at it like we do for other disaster or emergency funding, whether it's, you know, wildfires or hurricanes or whatever it may be.
Okay. All right. Is that it?
Got something else.
Jim, you got the stuff from the secretary on the second payment.
Yes.
The November payment.
That they're authorized, but you don't have a timeline at this particular time, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's the secretary's up there obviously working on the disaster piece like we covered. Also, he said that they are getting the second round of the MFP payments, the second payment of the second round of MFP payments out, hopefully in November. Then the other piece is we're hopeful on the trade piece. You know, I've been talking to the administration, including I visited with the vice president this week and others. At USDA and the administration, so forth, but we're really hopeful that we get that phase one done with the Chinese within the next month or so. And obviously, the purchases that would come with it, they're saying, you know, 30 to 50 billion. Obviously, that's really important as well. And then the final piece is implementation on the farm bill. Some of the changes we made to ARC and PLC are going to be very important, particularly the PLC piece. Help for livestock producers between ELAP and LIP. And then the final thing I'd throw out, Jim, is we're working on is staffing. You know, we're working to make sure that FSA gets more staffing on board.
Yes, I believe, Undersecretary, you said yesterday 93% you're at staffing level for FSA?
We are. We of what we can afford, we know that the workload is bigger than that out there, both just in our traditional programs as well as we're going to have a big CRP sign up and ARC PLC sign up going right now. But then, on top of that, the disaster programs that you have in many places, including here in North Dakota, the MFP was on top of that, the other disaster areas as well. So there's a lot of work to do out there. So that 93% is based on the dollars that we have available for the staff. We know the workload is.
I want to come back to one final angle on the MFP, you know, payment, Senator, because I know under Secretary Narthe, you're limited to what you can say relative to the third installment. Even, you know, Senator, even if we were to get a U.S.-China agreement, which it goes up and down almost by the hour, even administration officials are saying it would be a two-year ramp up. That does not alleviate the cash flow working capital needs of farmers. So don't you think that there should eventually be an announcement of that third installment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd like to see if you could ask the secretary, but I've already told him I think they ought to be providing that right now.
Acceleration. So yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And what about 2020? Do we cross that MFP3? Is it too soon to even talk about that?
I don't know. I obviously am going to continue to advocate that we make sure that we get our farmers through this stretch. So I'm going to advocate whatever I need to get that done. But Secretary, do you have a comment on that one?
I think our most important piece is let's get to an agreement, and then let's get trade moving as fast as we can. If we can do that, I would hope that we don't need another market facilitation support, but I would argue certainly this president has proved, Secretary Perdue has proved, they're going to be there to be able to support our farmers, to be able to get them through this time. If there's a lot of a delay, then I'm sure there'll be discussion about what we do to help producers in that situation. Right now, it's about trade. And implementing the current MFP.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, between the disaster assistance, making sure that gets done well and that we get it out there, I think we need to finish out, obviously, this round of MFPs as expeditiously as we can. And then, obviously, what we hope for is that with the trade agreements and getting our farmers through with the disaster assistance, that we don't need a third round, but, you know, we'll just have to see.
Yeah, to lessen the uncertainty out there, that's for sure, that we need some of this. John, the producer, do you have any questions? Are you on?
A couple of things. First, Secretary Narthe, are there any other states that are going to be either announcing new disaster declarations or expanding here in the next few days?
It was in Minnesota yesterday. I believe we either have received or will receive soon requests for a disaster declaration from Minnesota, mostly in those areas, I think, that border North Dakota along the Red River Valley. I'm certainly aware of that. I'm not sure of others right now, but
well,
I know that's...
Governor Walz just requested that. He just put that request in the last day or something.
Yeah.
From Minnesota.
And then one other issue, because this hits in your backyard, or at least Ground Zero's in your backyard, Mr. Narthe, and that is the propane challenges that we're seeing, particularly in Iowa. Is USDA looking at that situation, and what, if anything, can USDA offer to help alleviate some of that?
Yeah, certainly reaching out and heard from a lot of folks. Heard concerns in Minnesota. We've heard concerns today here in North Dakota as well. We'd sure love to find some dry corn that didn't take so much propane, but we need to. The governors have, in many cases, provided some hours of service waivers to be able to make sure that the propane that's there can move. I'm trying to learn what I can. If there is something that USDA can do, we'd be very interested in being able to help. There are a few of the farmers. I talked to some folks in Minnesota that were finishing up harvest. Of course, in North Dakota, a long ways away from that for many producers. But in Minnesota, if they finish up harvest, he said, of course, he's not going to need some more propane. And so maybe we're at the place where that starts to teeter away from increasing demand. But here in Minnesota, it's going to increase as crop comes out of the field. It's wetter than normal, and certainly colder than normal drying weather. But it's a good crop out there where they can get it. So we're going to need, we certainly are seeing that supply chain for propane being really tested, both pipelines, trucking as well, and then just even supply tanks at retailers and on farms. It takes a lot of propane to dry wet corn in cold weather.
Okay, Undersecretary, I do want to request one thing if you can. Is there a way for USDA to offer to the general public, reporters, et cetera, a tracking mechanism on not only MFP payments, but on WIP Plus, so we don't have to call in and bother your FSA and other people to give them time to do their other work? Is there a website that you can update? I don't know how often that you want to, weekly or yeah, whatever. That would really help out.
I know we did that for dairy margin coverage. We did a weekly update page for that, and I was kind of thinking we did something like that for the previous MFP. But let me check on that, Jim. We should be able do that. It makes sense to, and again, I think it'd probably be updated once a week rather than, we can see those numbers as stuff comes in, but it makes sense to be able to have kind of what's our weekly progress on there. So let me check on that.
That's if you can, that would help out. Agricultural bankers are asking me the same thing, you know, cash flow so they can, you know, check. It just gives a better environment, but whatever you can do, that would be appreciative, okay?
Okay. Very good. Appreciate that.